Kakadosh Bokatov. We're just going to continue with the halachot. We've mentioned already in Siman Tuchutav Kupebet the concept of if a person forgets Kel HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh or Melech HaTzedakah Mishpat instead of Melech HaMishpat. Now we're going to the next ones, which is basically the Zochrenu Lechayim Michamocha V'Rachaman, and we have then afterwards Uchtov Lechayim Tovim Usef Rechayim Rechav Shalom. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person does not say Zochrenu Lechayim or Michamocha, we do not go back. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down the name of the Rosh and the Rishonim. He says the reason why is because the Takana, the institution of a Melech HaKadosh, a Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, was based on the Gemara. This one is only based on the Geonim. So since it was Takanat HaGeonim, it was much further later on. So therefore, if a person came and they forgot Zochrenu Lechayim Melech right or Michamocha V'Rachman, he does not go back. Now when he says that, what does that mean he doesn't go back? It means is that if he already forgot and he already mentioned Baruch Ata Hashem, so the, of the next part, so then he's not allowed even to say Lamedeni Chukecha. Now even if he did forget, for example, Zochrenu Lechayim, and he said Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham, and now he wants to say Zochrenu Lechayim Melech Avraham before Ata Gibor, says Rav Ovadia Yosef in the Chazon Ovadia, it's considered a hefsek. Why? Because once you're not allowed to go back, so right now, wherever you are now, it's considered an interruption. So therefore, you just have to continue going on. However, though, there's now going to be a machloke between the Ben Ish Chai and the Kav HaChaim. Okay, for example, let's say a person forgot Zochrenu Lechayim, and he forgot Michamocha V'Rachaman, right? And we always say, usually on Shabbat, obviously, we're going to come and we're going to say Michamocha V'Rachamim, right? That's what we say for the Musaf, of whether it's going to be of Rosh Hashanah or the Musaf of Mincha, we say Michamocha V'Rachamim, Zochrenu V'Rachamim Lechayim. So what happens if a person forgot these two? How does he do? How does he make it up? So therefore, the Ben Ish Chai comes and he says, the Zochrenu Lechayim El Chavetz V'Chayim, he could actually make it up in the middle of Shema Kolenu. And the reason why, as he says, is because since Zochrenu Lechayim is as if to say a praise, so therefore, and it's a personal supplication or it's a communal supplication, but it's as if to say we're asking for something. So therefore, what happens is we're allowed to say it in Shema Kolenu. According to the Ben Ish Chai, though, Michamocha is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, in Shema Kolenu, you're only allowed to ask for something that you need, and not just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, according to the Ben Ish Chai, you're not allowed to say the Michamocha V'Rachaman in the middle of Shema Kolenu. The Kav HaChaim wanted to say that there's no difference between them. The same halacha now applies to the last two. If a person forgot Uchtov Lechaim Tovim Kol Yom Yivtecha, again, as long as he didn't start Baruch Ata Hashem Atom Shemicha L'Chalim Dot, he could go back, say Uchtov Lechaim Tovim Kol Yom Yivtecha, even though he said Ha'el Yishu Atenu Vezetenu Selah El Atov, or whatever it was, that any other names. As long as he didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, as long as he did not say the name of Hashem, he could actually go back. Now, if the same thing for Vusev Chaim Melecha V'Shalom, there he would do it at the end of the Amidah, right before taking the three steps back, in the Yule Ratzon, there he would make up those two right then and there. Now another important halakha that he says here is as follows. So it says that the Kavanah that we mentioned until now was, is that what happens now, this is again, we spoke about Zochrenu Lechayim, Michamocha, then you have Uchtov Lechayim Tovim Kol Yom Yivtecha, and Uchtov Lechayim Tovim Kol Yom Yivtecha. What happens if somebody's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah or Kippur, yeah, and they start, right, in the middle of the Amidah, Takadosh, Shemicha Kadosh, Ukdoshim Choyom Yeluchasela. Now what happens is, what do we start now? Uvchens. And we actually say four different Uvchens. One is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you know, we continue going. Now what happens now if a person comes, and instead of saying Uvchen, and they start Itkadash Shemicha, right, which is the first one, they come after Ukdoshim Choyom Yeluchasela, Baruch Ata Hashem. They already said the name of Hashem. So says, right, it's actually brought down here. He quotes Rav Moshe Levi, right, that he says like this. This is the author of the Tefillah, the Shut Tefillah LeMoshe, right, the Menuchat Ahava, and many others as well, right, Birkat Hashem. So he says that no, once you came and you said Baruch Ata Hashem, you finish HaMelech HaKadosh, even though you skipped out all these Uvchens, and then you continue. So that's also just very, very important, because again, we have to pay attention that usually it's different, the Tefillot Av, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and the regular Amidah during a certain time, Teshuvah, the rest. So therefore, we should just pay very much attention not to try to, as if to say, to skip out any of them. Anyway, the entire concept of Zochrenu Lechayim was already a chidush, because we know that the first three Berachot in itself were only praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chenu Lechayim is as if say we're asking for something. But still it was brought down that since it was a Takanat HaTzibur, they actually instituted it. But again, that in itself is already a Chidush, because really we don't, the first three Berachot are only just praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to pay very much attention throughout the entire sentiment of Teshuvah to all these Halachot, whether it's HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, Zochrenu, Michamocha, or Chen's on throughout the entire Rosh Hashanah and Kippur.